Well, let me remind you that you're listening to Beyond Belief, and today we're discussing addiction. Alcoholics Anonymous suggests that to overcome addiction, you have to acknowledge that you need the help of a greater power. Are they right? Does their 12-step method work? Where does that leave agnostics and atheists who have no concept of a higher power? And with me are Maya Salovitz, Wendy Dossett and Mike Williams. Jude Kaur has now been clean and sober for 12 years, but she freely admits that her life was a mess when she first turned to Alcoholics Anonymous for help.
I was broken. I was vulnerable and frightened, and I went there and I saw lots of happy, contented, recovered men and women. And from the position I was in, it looked like a great solution.
You became uncomfortable with the whole atmosphere of Alcoholics Anonymous over a period of time. What was wrong?
At first, I was just happy to be in a different environment where I was able to stop drinking with practical suggestions from other members. But there seems to have been a movement in the last 6 or 7 years that's come in from the United States where there's a very dogmatic adherence to the fact that really you can't be sober unless you've got a reliance on a higher power that people choose to call God. And that is clearly stated in the Big Book. And for some of us, the supernatural just isn't available.
But you say people choose to call God. You don't necessarily have to call it God. It can just be an acknowledgement that there's a higher power, which could be the group that you're attending.
That's absolutely right. The book has a chapter that talks about some of the difficulties that an agnostic might come up against. And it does encourage you to come up with an idea of a God of your own understanding. Now, for me, I read that as having to imagine a God of my understanding, come up with something in my imagination that I could base my recovery around. And I wasn't confident that something I'd just made up would be enough to be a framework on which to base my newly sober life. The book does say that you can have a higher power such as nature or gravity or the fact that the sun rises every morning. That's a power greater than me. Well, it is a power greater than me, I understand, but even if I did pray to gravity, I don't have any evidence to suggest that gravity has any interventionary power in my life to stop me from drinking. So the whole concept seemed quite flaky and it didn't seem to be robust enough for me.
Is it a matter of feeling that you actually do have the power within your own resources to be able to overcome addiction?
My experience is that there is only the power within ourselves to overcome addiction. I think that we're all doing it on our own because I still am waiting for some evidence of the existence of God.
I wonder, was the problem with the particular group of Alcoholics Anonymous that you belonged to? Did you get a feeling that because you were an acknowledged agnostic that they didn't accept you?
My experience is that AA does reward conformity, and very quickly it seemed that there was some distrust and some ostracism. Once I had the confidence, I suppose, in my recovery to nail my true colours to the mast and say, actually, I don't believe in any of this.
And yet it clearly worked for you for a long period of time. Would you accept that you wouldn't have been able to break your addiction had you not had a group to support like Alcoholics Anonymous?
I think for me it was a great resource at the right time in my life. And I even went along with the idea of praying in the morning to my higher power to relieve me of the desire to drink. I felt deep down inside that I was really compromising what I truly believed, but the alternative of going back to drinking was so horrific that I, at that point, would have tried absolutely anything. After a few years in AA, my head's cleared. I've been able to think slightly more rationally about what's right for me. I know that AA and God works successfully for lots of people. I just know that for me and many others that I've met, we're unable to tap into this magical thinking or this superstitious or supernatural thinking that provides us with the kind of comfort blanket that I know does work for many others.
That was Jude Kaur.